leaning in the direction of something that feels better is something so easily achievable.
Okay.
In other words, right. What you're looking for is a feeling of relief. Do you want to talk about the details of it?
Sure. Like I said, I've been successful in going from almost nothing to getting everything that I've ever wanted in lots of ways. One example is I practically willed myself with my fierce optimism and knowing that I would have a child at 44, even though the odds were really against it. And I had tried and tried. I still never gave up. So, but then I ended up somehow in this place that's very lonely.
So,
it's by feeling all these feelings, like as I can't explain it.
You know, let's talk
like
about
leaving so many who don't think the same.
There, that's it. So let's talk about what loneliness is. And so now this speaks to what we were
not lonely. Like I'm happy myself, but I want more people who understand. I guess I can't.
Well, we're going to begin by saying something that we think is extremely clever. You may not like it at all, but it's so clever we must say it, and then we'll show you what to do about it.
Okay.
And so we want to say you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Exactly.
and then we want to say to you that it speaks to what we were talking about just a little bit ago, where most of you are trained to be aware of the response that you're getting from others. And so you have this sort of duality going on where you innately know that it is your work to come into alignment with who you are, and you've been working to do that and been seeing the success of that alignment on so many occasions that now you really know it, you've got mm-hmm. it, yeah, and you can never step back from that understanding. But then you find yourself feeling lonely because the majority of people don't get what you get, don't know what you know, can't relate to you. It's sort of what we were talking about here in this place of freedom and love and appreciation. Most of the population is not steadily there. And that's why so often it's interesting, when people see someone living something that they want to live, it sort of aggravates their awareness that they're mm-hmm. not there. And then they almost get on the attack. They don't mean to. They really are more well-meaning than it seems, but they are sort of striving for a sort of empathy. They want you to come over there so that you can have a conversation with them. And part of you, the physical part of you, would sort of like to go over there too. So then we say reassuring things to you, such as you cannot uplift from your place of not being uplifted. In other words, we like to tell the story that if you were walking along a mountain ledge with two friends, and one of them was very clumsy and the other one was very sure-footed, and you had twisted your foot or fallen over the edge and you were hanging by a flimsy vine, which of those two people would you be glad is there? And so your greatest value to everyone that you know, and you are a teacher to the very core of your being, your greatest value to everyone that you know and those that you are coming to know is in your alignment. So then you say, but people so often say it's lonely at the top, and we say it's lonely at the higher vibrations if you are looking for numbers. But if you are understanding that the feeling of loneliness, just like every other negative emotion, is not about the absence of something that is physical or someone that is physical rendezvousing with you, that feeling of loneliness is about you thinking a thought that holds you in a vibrational frequency that's different from the thought that your inner being thinks. So let's talk about moments when you feel that strong feeling of loneliness coming on. Let's say that you're watching someone who is not joyful, someone that you care about who you want to be joyful. And as our psychotherapist friend that we talked to earlier, you're unwilling really to walk over there all the way and teach them what you know, because you understand that on vibrational basis, they're not going to hear you anyway. You've tried that. You've tried to explain. They're sort of rooted in their beliefs, and mm-hmm. they're not coming to where you're
right.
coming. And so
I have to go.
So you... And your going over there isn't going to help them anyway. But in this process of this, in this process of seeing this person not feeling good, you have put the new and improved version of them, which means the better feeling version of them, you have put the better feeling version of them in your vibrational escrow. And so there they are, and the broader part of you has focused upon the better.